This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is out enjoying a much-deserved day off today. Our next guest is the president of the Evening Institute for Younger Men at the YMCA on Huntington Avenue. Okay, so they don't really call it that anymore, because what started in 1898 as a night school for recent immigrants became a college 18 years later, and then 19 years after that, it became a university, albeit mostly a commuter school. Starting in the 1990s, it reimagined itself as a residential campus. It boosted its research, its rankings, and its tuition. It built gleaming top-notch facilities and revitalized parts of the South End, Roxbury, and Mission Hill, though not always to the delight of some of its neighbors. Now, this institution is expanding again, this time into Charlotte, North Carolina, then to Seattle, and perhaps Austin, Minneapolis, and Silicon Valley. The Charlotte Satellite Campus is the first in a new hybrid education model that aims to reinvent the way graduate education works. So joining me now is the president of this institution. It is, of course, Northeastern University, and its leader is Joseph Aoun. President Aoun, welcome back to Radio Boston.
It's good to be with you, Meghna, again.
So describe to me this brand new program that began this week in Charlotte, North Carolina. You call it a hybrid delivery model.
Absolutely.
For graduate education. What exactly are you doing in Charlotte?
Well, as you know, we live in a period of great knowledge explosion. So we have new fields that are being created and old fields are being redefined. And from this perspective, people who are already in the workforce need to retool or need to expand their horizons in order to advance in their careers and give themselves more opportunity.
So does that mean that you're building basically a replica of Northeastern in Charlotte,
Absolutely
North Carolina?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because higher education has been very good at serving the undergraduates, at serving the research, at doing research and the PhD, but has not focused on lifelong learning. And now we need education to be with us from K to gray, which means that we are opening in Charlotte a regional campus that is going to focus on graduate, master's, and research, and it be done in a hybrid delivery.
And so I understand that you actually have you're renting out some floors in a building in downtown Charlotte, not that far from the headquarters of Bank of America.
Absolutely.
Are people going to be taking classes there full time? Or explain to me more what the hybrid part means.
Well, the name of the game for people who are active during the day and active at night is to be flexible. So our offerings will focus on graduate masters that such as health informatics, cybersecurity, etc. But we are offering them through a hybrid model, which means that it's online and on-site also meeting. So it's going to be a 24/7 operation for the students who are taking them. They can access the material. They can be part of the conversations, part of the dialogues, but we have to be flexible.
Okay, and that's I'm sorry to interrupt, but so just if I understand clearly, that flexibility is described in part that, as you said, there are several online courses that students take, I presume, on their own time or with the flexibility that they have throughout their day. But I also understand that Northeastern faculty at certain times during the year will be present in Charlotte, North Carolina. They'll actually be flown down there to interact directly with students.
Absolutely, Meghna, because all the courses are going to be taught by our faculty, by our research and faculty, and at the same time, we are going to fly them there in order to interact with the students and have sessions with the students. At the same time, we are also involved in various research partnerships, local research partnerships, and that's why also our faculty are going to be involved on the research dimension there, too.
So is this how your new hybrid delivery model differs from maybe other satellite campus models we've seen that other universities are embracing?
Yes, we shunned away from undergraduate education, delivering undergraduate education, because we believe undergraduate education has to be heavily residential, whereas when you are focusing on graduate education and graduate masters, what is important is connectivity and flexibility. So our sites, for instance, are state-of-the-art sites. For the one in Seattle is connected. It has all the technology that will allow the students to retrieve the courses, to be part of the courses, to interact with other students, and to have access to the digital libraries, etc. So that's what we're doing.
Now, why is it that Northeastern chose Charlotte for its first location?
What we have been working on studying the various cities in the nation, and Charlotte is a city that has a very low attainment in terms of graduate education. What do I mean by attainment? Namely, only 9.8% of the workforce and the citizens there have a degree beyond the bachelor's degree. And that's why we are going there. It's the same situation in Seattle, where only 12.7% of the citizens have a degree beyond the bachelor's degree. And there is an enormous need, and this need is not being fulfilled.
I want to talk about Seattle in just a moment, but I read in the Charlotte Observer the city's mayor, Anthony Fox, even he himself admitted, told the crowd at the opening of the Northeastern facility that Charlotte hadn't given higher education enough emphasis, and so Northeastern was helping in doing that. It seems to me there's also something else about the program which seems quite unique, that you're actually at this point in time narrowing the types of degrees and courses to tailor them to what that particular city needs.
Absolutely. So, for instance, there is a clear need in Charlotte for health informatics, and we will be providing that. We also, they have clear needs in other domains, including engineering management, etc. So we, for each locale, for each city we're in, we're building a partnership that will allow us to impact the city and provide the needs in terms of education and in terms of research, too.
Now, how much will this cost, for example, a student who is going to be a Charlotte-based MBA student?
So prices will range, depending on the programs, it will range from $24,000 to $65,000, depending on the program. So we're keeping ourselves flexible in terms of the pricing, that, and it mirrors what we have here on what we offer at on terms of graduate education here in Boston.
It mirrors what the cost is at Northeastern.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, while it is this hybrid delivery model, one of the advantages that people might have by being a Northeastern student here in Boston is they would have Northeastern facilities to access, or maybe they could see the professors much more often in office hours, that kind of thing. So
that's,
why price them so similarly?
That's a great point, Magna, and that's where the connectivity plays a big role. Our faculty are going to be available during the day, during the evening, and during the night. So it's a very high-touch situation. It's going to be done virtually, and it's going to be done on-site. And therefore, the apparatus actually is, when you look at it, is even heavier.
Hmm. Listeners, let me just ask you a couple quick questions and see what you make of Northeastern's hybrid model for graduate education. I mean, does it sound exactly like what's needed in an era where affordable, lifelong learning is more important than ever? Or because it's not purely online education and not really a full campus experience, does Northeastern's program feel like it's trying to split the difference in a way that may be just ultimately revenue positive for the university? So join us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. I just want to ask you another quick question about the pricing of this.
Yes. So
if someone wanted to get an MBA, for example,
yes,
from the University of Phoenix,
mm-hmm,
granted it's all online, it's much, much less, something in the $11,000 to $12,000 range versus,
absolutely,
the almost $65,000 that you would pay even at this new Charlotte institution facility that Northeastern has. So what is it that Northeastern is offering to someone who lives in Charlotte that they couldn't get from the University
quality
of Phoenix?
Quality is essentially the quality of the delivery, the substance of the delivery, and at the same time the quality of the brand. And this is why our goal is not to compete with any other outfit, but essentially to provide what we are good at and what we are excellent at, and our leadership is under the global experiential, and that's what we're doing with them.
Mm. And how much is this new hybrid delivery model in Charlotte and the future cities that you hope to expand to, how much is it costing Northeastern to launch?
Well, as a matter of fact, as you know, we are looking at it as a startup. And when you have a startup, you are looking at investing in your resources. And in this case, the largest resource is the human resources. So we have embarked on a program to recruit 300 research faculty here in Boston that will be playing a key role in this hybrid delivery. online on site. Hmm. So that our major investment is then in beefing up our human resources, which means faculty.
And most of those faculty would be based here in Boston most of the
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely.
I guess some people might wonder that they're hearing this, and I mean, obviously our listenership is in New England mostly. They're thinking, wow, this is a great idea that Northeastern is spreading its quality and its brand and its opportunities elsewhere, but why not take that money, that same effort, and plow it right back into the home campus here instead?
And that's what we're doing, because essentially the expenses, as you said, and the investments are in the human resources, namely in the faculty, and the faculty will be here with us. And so that's what we are doing. We are investing in Boston. We're investing in our campus. We're investing in the faculty. And that's where we are.
Mm. You know, President Aoun, last time you joined us on Radio Boston, we were having a discussion about whether or not the actual price tag of a college education these days makes it worth it. So that's a question that you had a very passionate response to, and a lot of people who are on the student side of things are thinking about. But now if I wanted to also ask you sort of the mirror image of that and the issue of finances on the university side of things, because I was reading some analysis of Northeastern's new program, and Charles Byrd, who's the former University of Ohio administrator, says that hybrid models and online offerings are very essential to major higher education institutions these days because there's so much more competition for students. And that he says schools are really challenged to get students enrolled so that they can have the enrollment they need to be financially healthy. And branch campuses are one of the tools to do that. So is that part of the Northeastern's motivation here, to just get more students?
No, absolutely not, because at the undergraduate level, we have received this year, as you know, the largest number of applications of any private university in the country, 43,000 students. What we are looking at is that we are looking at a different model here. It's a model that is saying there is a major need in the nation for lifelong learning. Universities have not done a first-rate job in concentrating at this domain. And therefore, given the opportunities, we need to provide offerings at this level. So it is not at the undergraduate level. It's in a new domain of graduate and professional masters. Graduate education from this perspective has been neglected. There is a need, and that's why we're stepping in.
But on the other hand, one of Northeastern's great strengths at the undergraduate level is its co-op program.
Absolutely.
That does emphasize real-world experience.
Absolutely.
You know, putting students out there to actually get full-time
Absolutely.
Work experience while they are undergraduates. So that makes me wonder, I mean, this it doesn't seem of such a far cry from that to this hybrid model you're talking about regarding graduate education, so why not expand it to undergrads as well in places like Charlotte?
No, because in fact we believe that undergraduate education requires a heavy residential experience, the students are still in their formative years. On the other hand, you touch upon something very important, Magna, that we expect that our offerings will include also an experiential and co-op dimension at the graduate and professional masters. And that's also what distinguishes us from what is being done in the nation throughout.
Hmm. Well, we've got a couple callers who have a question or two for you, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Joseph Aoun. He is the president of Northeastern University, and we're talking about Northeastern's new hybrid delivery model for graduate education. They are launching a new satellite campus. It's unlike most other satellite campuses we've seen before. The first one's has opened in Charlotte, North Carolina. They're also eyeing Seattle, Austin, Texas, Minneapolis, and the Bay Area. Let's turn to John, who's calling from Medford. You're on the air, John.
Hey, Magna. Thanks for taking my call, and hello to President O.
Hi, John.
I'm actually a two-time graduate of Northeastern. I was there for my bachelor's and my doctorate, and my question is, I'm just curious how much funds Northeastern is maybe allocating toward student financial aid, you know, especially in this economy. All these people are graduating with, you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars of loans.
Great.
You know, a lot of investments into this campus and the teachers traveling and all that. But how much focus is into, you know, helping these students pay for their education?
Okay, great question, John. You know, what we have at Northeastern is two things. One is we have the Northeastern Promise, which means that all the students, when they arrive, they get a financial aid package for 4 years. And this will stay with them, so we give them the peace of mind. The second question that you ask is how much are we given in total in terms of financial aid? And this year it has exceeded $160 million for our undergraduate students. And so that's my answer, John, and thank you for raising it. And, John, I didn't ask you to raise this question with me. It wasn't planted.
John, thank you so much for your call. Let's take another call from Paul, who is in his car on Route 128, driving safely, I'm sure. Paul, you're on the air.
Well, thank you so much. Let me just first give a story. I took a television course in 1961, taught by MIT Extension, Probability and Statistics. And, frankly, I learned more from a good professor on Channel 2, back when everything was black and white, and I have from a lot of other professors sitting in their classes. And my thought is that what you're talking about for graduate school has to be the wave of the future for all colleges, that the best teachers can be teaching a course where you can take it, as you say, online, and the costs of these things are more or less going to force that. Education is too expensive, and I frankly don't know why online stuff has not caught up with education, but I believe in the next 20 years, much of what you have in universities, people sitting in classes and stuff, they're kind of like going to do it the way Extension was done, I believe.
Paul, thank you so much for your call. President Owen.
Paul, I agree with you about your statement concerning the graduate masters or professional masters. I still believe, having lived in three continents and experienced with three different educational models, that I studied within those models and I lived those models and I taught those models, that the residential experience for the undergraduates is very powerful, extremely transformative. And this is why I believe in the residential experience for undergraduates. This is why also I believe in the power of co-op, that is transformative too, because it's telling the students, go and experience the world not only in the classroom, and your learning is not a classroom learning only. It is an integration of the classroom experience and the world experience. So I'm a firm believer in our system at the undergraduate level.
President Owen, I wonder if I might just ask you a couple of questions as we wrap up here about the challenges that Northeastern might face in expanding this new hybrid model. Because I was reading that Drexel University a couple of years ago tried something similar. They started a campus in Sacramento, and they started initially with graduates and wanted to move to undergraduates too. It didn't work out because one of the initial challenges that the current executive director of the Sacramento campus says is that they just had to, first of all, establish the university's brand in California, that it was not as well known, of course, as it is here on the East Coast, and they had to spend time, money, and energy building the brand to attract students. Do you have that concern about Northeastern?
No, actually not, because I think, first of all, their model differs because they wanted to move also, if I'm not mistaken, into the undergraduate realm.
That was their plan.
And we don't want to. But the other is that when we move to a city, Magna, we are not there only to provide the education. As I mentioned to you, we're building a real partnership. So this is why it took us 18 months to have various visits to Charlotte, to work with the various industries, to visit with the city officials, the state officials, because our goal is to be partners and to anchor ourselves there. And this is, and the reception we received was phenomenal. They were extremely excited about us being there, and you saw it in the inauguration of the new regional campus. So we are looking at it differently. If we're there, we're there to meet the needs and build partnerships, and that's what we have been doing, and that's why it took us 18 months to open our Charlotte campus.
Mm. And finally, one brief question about your plans in Seattle. The University of Washington, obviously based in Seattle, is a very large, very powerful institution. Also the Huskies interesting.
Yes. Yeah.
Their problem there is that with folks like Microsoft and Amazon based there, that they just can't, because of state restrictions on their own funding, can't graduate enough computer scientists, for example, to meet the need. So is this one thing that a private institution like Northeastern can do, is look at public institutions in other states that are hurting and say, you know, we can either help or we're going to be competition for you?
I think in a way, both. We are, by definition, there, but also, and it's happening already, the University of Washington is saying to the legislator, look, they can do things, allow us to be flexible and innovative in the same way that they are flexible, innovative, and entrepreneurial. So, and that's what's happening already in Boston. We are in an entrepreneurial, innovative, and competitive environment.
And very competitive on the higher education front.
Absolutely.
Some 80 schools within just 25 miles
Absolutely.
Of here. Joseph Owen is the president of Northeastern University. We were talking about a new hybrid delivery model for graduate education that Northeastern has launched this week, starting in Charlotte, North Carolina. President Owen, thank you so much for coming back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Magna. It has been a pleasure.
Hope to have you back sometime
thank
soon.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mazzi, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Gauthier Giacomoni and Giulia Lasagni. Tim Skog is our technical director. We got help this week from Eddie Mazulis. The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is back with me on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend and join us again next week for more Radio Boston.